What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Gentlemen, we all know this is illegal and against club practice. I'd like to ask at this time if you gentlemen all agree to waive all sanction against said referee or anything that might get me fired.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
It's PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Keep it fair, will you?
On 1080 The Fan.
The validity and reality of one Moshu, the Red Panda, might just split this station apart. Brandon Sprague still fiercely defending the deceased Moshu. Okay. Sook still having none of it.
Well, you sent me like a roughly edited video of what could be anything.
What you called clearly an animatronic figure.
What, you think Jurassic Park's real too? I'll tell you what, I went to Honduras and I saw this T-Rex. It was amazing. Does that mean it's real? I went to the Noah's Ark Museum in Kentucky. I saw Jesus riding a dinosaur. Huh? Was real?
Well, that's the Lord. That
makes
sense.
He was on a Velociraptor. That happened. It's you and your cruelly edited video, and I'm supposed to believe that that's real. Nice try. You and Sprague.
Just
what a bunch of
some people you can't make believers out of.
What a bunch of gullible rubes you two are.
Boy.
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for the panda and his family. The others in mourning.
Me and Aaron Rodgers we're enlightened. We're not falling for the zoo's simpleton tricks, unlike you and Sprague, just going along hook, line, and sinker with this fake red panda news.
Well, the domino effect is coming, or maybe the waterfall effect, if you will, but every NFL team is now tweeting out their full schedule for the 2025 season. And as we are still kind of compiling what all of those look like, we do know a couple of the main headlines. And one of them really surprised me in that the week one opener, the game that's in Brazil between the Chiefs and the Chargers, YouTube exclusive.
Yeah.
Not YouTube TV.
No.
YouTube.
YouTube.
I find this, I mean, I guess we were going to get to this point eventually, but I find that almost wild that this is going to be the first time ever that it's not going to be available on anyone's television. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you'll stream it to your television, but
Well, yeah, I mean, Netflix, they had the Christmas games on Netflix, and they
well, I guess.
And I don't think you had to have a Netflix subscription, right? You just had to have the app, and I think you could watch
That I don't know. I thought you did have to have a Netflix subscription, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Because they're saying, like YouTube, it's just, you just have to have the app. And I would assume most people at this point, this is going to make me sound like a, do most people have internet capable TVs?
Yes. Most people do now. Most people have YouTube.
TVs have also gotten so cheap that almost it's been easy for most people to get.
That's why I didn't want to do everybody. But I would like TVs now. You can buy like a flat screen TV for like $50, like, and they're almost all loaded with that. So, I mean, I guess people be casting from their phone, but almost everyone, if you're watching the NFL, you're just gonna watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So. I mean, at this point, we have now games that are exclusively on Amazon, exclusively on Netflix, exclusively on YouTube. Am I missing anything?
Amazon, YouTube, Peacock Netflix, has one.
Peacock.
Yeah.
You usually get – that might be the one you're thinking of where you didn't need the subscription.
Maybe that's –
because they had a playoff game.
Yeah, because I know on some of those, they just – like they make exceptions where it just if you just have the app, you can do it. But like Amazon, you actually have to have Amazon. I know that. So this is the future. You know, Larry Scott was right all those years ago when he said that streaming was the future of sports.
He wanted to put Oregon in China the Pac-12 in China.
Well, he was about 15 years too soon on that, but yeah, nothing surprises me, anymore on this. And I still think in order to have, I mean, the NFL can do what it wants, but like the MLS being on the Apple thing, that's a killer. That's a death sentence because no one's finding that crap. But the NFL, especially when they're marquee games like this, you will find them, and it'll do huge numbers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the opener. It will be
an enormous. It'll be 20+ million, and the NFL right now can do no wrong, which is why all these streaming platforms want to get in bed with them.
I'm trying to remember which one it was. If it was the Peacock opener a year ago, or I remember the first Peacock exclusive game being a super big deal culturally because everybody's grandpas and uncles were like, how do I watch this? Yeah. Like they did. And now we're in a space where it's starting to be more expected, more commonplace, but the shift has come very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, this is the way we consume it. And it's a little, I know Congress has talked about it a little bit. I think it was Ted Cruz that said something like, it's getting harder and harder because it's so spread out, but I don't know how you stop it. I mean, the amount of money that people are playing for each one of these games, the NFL is just going to continue to do this. I do think that the NFL will always, at least for the foreseeable future, have the major broadcast partners. But, you know, every year it seems like this just continues to grow and expand. And you can bitch and moan about it. But I think for the most part, people have come to accept this. I don't feel there's major pushback again because the numbers back it up. If there was major pushback, you'd be doing bad numbers. But you know, every time one of these streaming platforms grab it, they say the same thing. It's the largest audience they've ever had.
Yeah, and I saw something, and I sent it to Isaac a week ago, and now it appears he's deleted his Twitter account, so I can't find it. But yeah, that or he got banned because Elon hates him. Too many Tesla drops.
Possible,
but it was essentially what it would cost you to watch all 17 of your team's games this upcoming season. And because you have, whether it's the regional action that gets preempted and you would need Sunday Ticket for it, or whether you would need a Peacock or whether you need a Netflix, it came out to like $1,300 to be able to watch all of them. But I feel like most people are comfortable watching the majority of them, the primetime ones, what you can get out of Red Zone. And that's fine for pretty much everybody.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you are a diehard, you'll find a way to get your team's games.
Yeah, you go that route.
You know, there's other ways too. I mean, I think enough people now, especially if it's a one-off, you're finding a Reddit stream, you're finding a crack stream, you're finding a streaming box, finding your buddy's passwords, or you're going out to a bar. I just don't think that access, has anyone ever thought to themselves, the NFL does a poor job of getting their product out to people?
Never.
I've never once thought that about the NFL. I can't say that always about other sports.
Right, but the whole, like, you've never once heard the, well, it'd be nice if we could actually find where it was. Nobody does the True TV thing of March Madness or the where the hell is Live Golf on. People know where to find the NFL.
Yes. Yes. And so, I mean, I don't know how you want to go. I mean, they released all the Thursday night games, all the Monday night games.
Yeah,
the full schedule. I mean,
let's take a little pause here.
You can dive into this a million
ways. There are
a
million ways. We have the Seahawks schedule, we have the primetime schedules, and I thought you had a really interesting thought on the maybe the biggest domino in all of pro sports and what that can lead to. So we'll get to lots of schedule release tidbits coming up primetime in SOB Edition, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Primetime. The NFL regular season schedule is out. All 32 franchises are doing their little comedic bits over on social media. They're making trailers. They're doing anime. They're doing TikToks. There's a whole bunch of things going on. We will have one of those creative franchises for you coming up in a little bit. But let's get to some of the meat of it. There's this is a... The way that they roll this out, it feels like there are kind of tiers of what's important to everybody.
True.
And at the top of those tiers are your openers, your holidays, and some of your big primetime games. And so what stands out to you in that group?
I'm looking here. Like, I think Thanksgiving, that's a really good slot. Even though on Thanksgiving and Christmas, it looks like we're going to get some repeaters there. But, you know, sometimes over the holidays, we don't always get, like, we don't always get the best games of the world because you get like the Cowboys and Lions.
Right.
But, you know, Thanksgiving, we get the early game. I get Packers, Lions. And if everyone's healthy, dude, that's a banger.
Right. Lions, you know, are good. Packers, you'd expect to be good.
And then I get the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Yep.
Again, seemingly if Dallas is healthy and we know Kansas City is going to be fine, that's a banger. And then the nightcap, I get Bengals at Ravens.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty badass.
That's a really good trio of games.
Yes. And then...
The Cowboys maybe could not be intriguing by that point. I guess the Bengals could too, but I love that.
And then for Christmas, we do get a little bit of the double dip, but I get Lions at Vikings, mm-hmm. and then I get Cowboys at Commanders. That, by the way, both of those are going to be the Netflix games.
Yes.
And then I get the Broncos Chiefs, mm-hmm. which, by the way, that may be the best of those games.
Yeah.
I think when you look at Denver, Denver's got a little something cooking this year, and I'm excited about that. And the fact that the Commanders are on this list, this is what we were talking about earlier. If you want to know what a quarterback will do for you, yeah. right? We always say that the quarterback's the most important position in all the sports, not just for on-field success, but that was a Washington team a year ago that was beyond irrelevant. And I mean beyond irrelevant.
Just, yeah.
You get 1 year of Jaden Daniels, and the Commanders have three Sunday games in the prime 425 slot, two Sunday night games, two Monday nights, one Thursday night, play on Christmas, and you get to play in Spain. There is the financial impact and the eyeballs that Jaden Daniels has brought to the Commanders. That is why if you get a quarterback in this league, everything else becomes like, who was it? It was Bill Polian said this. Remember he got caught. He said, if you get the quarterback right, everything else is cream cheese. They've got the quarterback right. Everything else for the Commanders, cream cheese.
And they figured it out, and they got it right early. I mean, yes. For most teams, it takes them multiple draft cycles, multiple free agents, or even just waiting a couple years for that guy to mature, materialize. They got it in year one. It opens up so much for you to be able to do personnel-wise, because if you know your known commodity is coming on the cheap for now, you can spend money elsewhere. Yeah. And then, like you mentioned, the financial windfall related to that from having primetime games, from merch, from everybody talking about your team all the time. I mean, this has been an absolute boon for Washington, what Jaden Daniels had brought for them.
And then looking through like the Monday night schedule, like Vikings, Bears, it's okay. And then the double dip we got on the 15th, you got Buccaneers and Texans and Chargers, Raiders. That seems a little soft for me. Like, none of those are particularly great, but then on the 22nd, I get Lions, Ravens. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Another double dip, Jets, Dolphins, ick. But then the back half of that is you give me Bengals, Broncos. That's really good. I thought the Monday night schedule, to be honest with you, was a little weak. Kansas City, Jacksonville, I don't want that. Buffalo, Atlanta, October 20th, the Seahawks have they're the second half of the Monday doubleheader. They got Texans at Seattle.
And that's the tough thing about this release and getting excited about it for me. It's like, you mentioned the Falcons in there. I'm like, you know what? If Penix is good, that could be problem. But there's so much unknown about, especially down into the middle and back half of the season. I'm like, I don't know whether I should be excited or not about some of these. There's some iconic brands out there. There's some really big games of teams that you know or think will be good, but it's fun for everyone to pick apart.
Yeah, just look at it. There's the Falcons have two Monday night games. The Raiders have two Monday night games. The Dolphins have a couple of them. That one was just the Monday night schedule to me. I guess what you're saying, like what stood out? I thought the Monday night schedule seemed a little weak to me.
But that the holiday schedule seemed pretty robust.
I thought the holiday schedule looked really good, and I thought the Thursday night schedules looked pretty good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't everyone have to play Thursday night at least once
during
the year?
Yes, I think everyone, not everyone, because I don't think there's that many games, but I don't think you can play more than one Thursday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, and maybe that's it. Maybe that you can't play more than one.
Or maybe it's two, because the Rams have two. Okay. So the Thursday night schedule, for you Seahawks fans, they play. So they get the one Monday night game. They have the one Thursday night game. They're going to play the Rams December 18th, which could be a huge game. All right. I mean, that's week 16. That could have huge playoff implications. But the Thursday night schedule looks pretty good. We start off with Commanders Packers.
Yep.
That's fun. What else we got? San Francisco versus the Rams. That's October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a fun game. Steelers Bengals is on there. Viking Chargers. What about Bills, Texans, Bears, Eagles, November 20th? That's the Black Friday game.
Oh, okay.
Cowboys, Lions, December 4th.
Did we get a Friday opening week game last year? Because we do this year. That's the Chiefs, yes. Chargers in Brazil.
Because
the one that was Eagles, Packers in Brazil?
Yes. That was Eagles, Packers in Brazil. Because remember, they have to do it early on because of the way the antitrust TV thing.
Yeah.
Because it happens before the holiday, they're allowed to play on Friday night. After that, they're not allowed to.
That's
so it's the
right.
one Friday night game during the high school football
that
season they can
pull
play.
Off. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. There's, and I'm looking at the Seahawks schedule here. It's, again, it's really hard for me to ascertain whether it's good or bad for them. You play the Niners at the very beginning and at the very end, so that's something there. But as far as the road games, you're going away to Pittsburgh early in the year, mm-hmm. which I think is probably a good thing considering their quarterback situation and the weather. Mm-hmm. You go to Jacksonville in October, whatever. You go to Tennessee in November. You go to Dallas in December, and you go to Carolina in December. So it doesn't look like there's anything on there that's super daunting road-wise.
When you're looking at non-conference games, if you're Seattle, because remember, Seattle every year seemingly is a game away from the postseason. So we know the division is what the division is. But when you look at their non-division games, you get Pittsburgh and New Orleans, which both, and so that's week 2 and 3, both massive quarterback issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's all right. On the road to Jacksonville, I don't necessarily buy Jacksonville as much as everyone else. Texans is tough. Monday Night Football, that's week 7. And then you get the bye week, and then you're on the road against the Commanders. That's tough.
That might be your toughest game on the schedule. It's not in your division.
That's tough. When you go Texans, the nice part is you got the bye week, but home to Houston and then on the road to Washington, that's tough. Away at Tennessee. So I think the schedule actually is not that bad.
It seems kind of favorable.
We're dealing with a rookie quarterback. That's on the road. Again, by week 12, maybe Cam Ward is the end all to be all, but I like the fact that you're dealing with that. And then you're home to Minnesota. And again, we're not certain what JJ McCarthy has. Mm-hmm. And then you're
and that may benefit you late in the year.
Could benefit you late in the year. And then you're on the road against Atlanta, which again, we're not 100% certain what Penix is going to have, and then home against the Colts.
Should be able to handle that.
Again, Anthony Richardson, and then the other one is you're on the road against the Panthers, which may actually, believe it or not, of the quarterbacks that you're having to play out of division, outside of Stroud and Daniels, which we know that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough 2 and 3 weeks. You could make an argument that the quarterback that may scare you the most in that is Bryce Young in Carolina at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the way that he developed towards the back end of last year, if he continues on that upward trajectory, that may be one of the tougher ones that you have to play down the stretch.
Because you just don't know what you have in Ward. You don't really know what you have in Penix. You have no idea what you have in McCarthy. And I think you do know what Pittsburgh, New Orleans are bringing to the table, which is not much, although maybe by then Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh. So
the other one I've heard recently, and this is just kind of a random aside, what about Aaron Rodgers in New Orleans? Would that make sense for him considering some of the weapons that they have down there? Or are they just not close enough to winning as a team?
I mean, I suppose.
I mean, no. Now that their quarterback room is Rattler, yeah. Haener, and Chuck.
Well, there's no Pittsburgh and New Orleans are the two places that you have no real competition. You would assume that if Rodgers walks into either one of those rooms, he is the day one starter. So the question becomes, you know, which one of those is a better situation for you? Now, you would assume that Pittsburgh is the better situation, but also realize that Pittsburgh has to play in a division with Baltimore.
More of a grinder.
And with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Which, and by the way, you know, you have DK Metcalf, and then, you know, maybe not.
And you're playing outdoor in the cold, and you're old. Like, I mean, at least you got a dome if you're in New Orleans.
Well, you have the Aints, who were 5-12 last year, play a little defense. But you play in a division with Carolina, Atlanta, and Tampa. 10 wins won that division last year.
Mm-hmm.
You make the argument that if you're New Orleans, I want to see what their points against. Yeah, New Orleans had the best defense in that division. You would assume if they just played a little better, if you're in Rodgers, do you feel like that's the path? But I mean,
Carr was either bad or banged up, and then they were just trotting out guys with no experience.
I'm just not certain that either one of those gets Aaron Rodgers where he wants to be.
Probably not.
So I guess I would lean towards Pittsburgh because I think Pittsburgh is a better team, but tougher division. But we'll see. And by the way, we can sit here at the beginning of this and you can look through, but again, by the time we get to the schedule, maybe Kyler Murray has his leg snapped in half, or maybe Baker Mayfield is in rehab, or maybe Cam Ward turns out to be the best quarterback in the world, or Jaden Daniels has a massive sophomore slump. You have no idea.
Baker catching strays, rehab.
I don't know.
Out behind a cheesecake factory.
Well, like, if we looked at this last year, the idea that Bryce Young would be someone that you would look at on the schedule and be like, man, maybe Bryce Young at the end of the year, because you assume that stretch, right? That stretch. Rams, Panthers, 49ers. if the season is anything like what we've seen in the last couple of years, you probably need to win two of those
three. Those games will matter, and it'll come down to those three.
Those games are matter. So that Carolina Panther game, let's say you, like, realistically, you get a split between the Rams and the Niners. That Panther game could be the one that you make the playoffs or don't.
Yeah.
And last year, you'd look at that and laugh and be like, well, that's a freaking win. And all of a sudden, like, people are saying that Carolina aced the offseason. Bryce Young's got a little something cooking. So this is why the looking at the schedule, it's kind of silly to think, you know, win, loss. Because when you say toughest schedule, you're just going off of last year's
win
record.
Percentages, yeah.
But last year's win percentages mean jackass, because everything in the NFL is a year-to-year basis. There's always a team that we don't see coming, or a team that we write off. I would like to point out that last year, so many talking heads said that the Buffalo Bills were done because they lost everybody because Gabe Davis left and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, didn't have a receiver, didn't have a number one receiver.
Last time I checked, they were just fine. Yeah. The Commanders weren't anything that anyone thought of, and last time I checked, the Commanders, because of Jaden Daniels, ended up being pretty good. And so now we're jocking the Commanders that they're going to be the Super Bowl team. We did the same thing with the Houston Texans last year, and even though Texans were a playoff team, that offense took a major step backwards last year. So
yeah.
The one thing we know for certain about the NFL is we don't know Jack S.
Curious who you think maybe could be one of those surprise teams this year. Can think about it over the break. I also have a couple other items I want to get to from the association, as I promised I would poke the bear a little bit later. We'll get you caught up on the playoffs and some audio for you as well. That's Primetime, 1080 The Fan. Here's Will with SportsCenter. Welcome back to Primetime, an SOB edition. Just talking a little bit of NFL schedule release. And many of you may remember, as it's become far more popular to release these schedules for individual franchises on social media, that one of the best ones that was ever created was the Tennessee Titans doing a man-on-the-street style one, where they asked tourists in Nashville if they knew the logo of the team that they were playing on each week. Hilarity ensued. A lot of other teams have tried to kind of copycat that one and do something like it. Well, the Titans have taken a hard turn left this schedule release season, and now rather than doing a typical release video, they've created a pharmaceutical ad.
For millions of fans suffering from football season withdrawal, or FSW, even relationships can lose their spark. But now, there's Schedule Rezzy. A once-a-season schedule fix that cures FSW.
Football is everything. Schedule Rezzy.
With Schedule Rezzy, you can live your season to the fullest. 18 beautiful weeks, marked, circled, counted down.
I was feeling down. Schedule Rezzy turned it all around.
Consult Tennessee Titans tickets before taking Schedule Rezzy. Side effects include altitude sickness, gridlock, hand, foot, and mouth disease, imposter syndrome, heat stroke.
They're running through opponents while this all goes
melancholy,
on.
Melancholy, general malaise, jet lag, jock itch, diarrhea, heartburn, nausea, and slurred speech.
Now my future's bright. With Schedule Rezzy, I see the light. Football is everything.
Thanks, Schedule Rezzy.
Well played.
Thanks, Schedule Rezzy.
I got my Schedule Rezzy.
Ask today if Schedule Rezzy is right for you.
Dude, NFL bros right now, win, loss. And everyone's convincing themselves that their quarterback is the next, you know, great thing, or the, you know, the retread. And, you know, it's, you know, the J.J. McCarthy is going to be great, and that Sam Darnold is going to be better than Geno Smith. Hope springs eternal in every team, fan base. But we know there'll be two or three teams that we think are going to be good. They're going to end up being dog crap. And two or three that no one thinks anything of and are going to rise up and be really good. You mentioned the team that I think that no one's talking about that I'm predicting will have a massive comeback is the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Look, Kyle Shanahan is one of the two to three best coaches in the NFL.
Hasn't won the big one.
Hasn't
he's gotten
won the
them
big
very
one,
close.
But every year they're bad. What is the common denominator?
Injuries.
When they're hurt, they're not very good. When they're healthy, they're good. And you look at all the guys they lost. We're going to make a big deal about all these guys that left in free agency. they weren't big parts of the team last year. Yeah. They weren't guys that they were counting on. Again, it was a lot of guys that were oft injured.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think when you talk about some of the names that they lose, we make a big deal about them, right? You lose Hufanga and you lose Debo.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
but those guys weren't, they were either hurt or they weren't contributing or they'd fallen off. Yeah.
Yes, there's a reason why they let them go. And by the way, not that it's the end all to be all, but you know who has the, from a win percentage standpoint, who has the easiest schedule in the NFL?
The Niners.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
So when I look at Shanahan, and I think Brock Purdy is better than anyone gives him credit for, and if Christian McCaffrey is healthy, and I get it, that's a big if, but if Christian McCaffrey is healthy, they always find linemen. They found him last year in the draft. They do plug-and-play guys. You would assume that Ayuk is going to be back. Another year of Ricky Pearsall. They just do a good job of filling those holes. Robert Saleh being back.
I think that's going to be, I don't know about underrated, but that's a big deal for them.
Robert Saleh will instantly make that defense better, and they don't have the personnel. Like the defensive line at one point was just this scary, gargantuan, rotating cast. It's not that, but Saleh is a good defensive coordinator. I would assume that that's going to go from, you know, 26 points a game, that's going to go down a little bit. And if the offense gets a little more production and the defense gets a little better, San Francisco, I think, won 5 games last year. San Francisco is going to be in that divisional race. And that, by the way, that is going to be a meat grinder of a division. Just if there's a thing that could beat up the 49ers, is I just think that division is good.
Yeah.
Arizona, if Kyler Murray can ever figure it out, Arizona has the makings of something good. We know the Rams are really good.
Mm-hmm.
I have always said that I like Seattle. I think that Seattle's roster is better than people give them credit for. If Darnold second year of a new head coach, I just think that's going to be a tough division, but I will bet on Shanahan.
Yeah.
No one's talking about the 49ers. They're viewed as an afterthought. We're writing them off, and I'll bet you that that's a 10-win team. That'll be a 10-11 win team, and they're going to be sniffing around that division, and that division will come down to those final couple weeks. That will be the winner of that division will be an 11-12 win team, and the last 2 weeks will decide that. Just like last year,
mm-hmm.
the playoffs came down to that one game, basically with the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that there are a couple divisions in the NFL that are absolute grinders, and the NFC West is absolutely one of them. Because you have the potential for all the teams to be good,
yeah.
And that you can't say about every division, and that's scary regardless of which team you are in that mix.
And then the other one, and I don't think it's – I think a lot of people are picking this, but I mentioned it because who do the Seahawks play in Week 17? The Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina went from averaging 12 points a game, I think, in their first.
And they're in a soft division.
And by the way, 27th or 28th, tied for 27th, easiest schedule. And they play in a very soft division. And they went from averaging about, it was like, I want to say it was like 10 to 12 points in the first like 9 to 10 weeks. And then the last half of the season, they were up over 20. Like Bryce Young looked to be turning a corner, and they spent a bunch of money last year to revamp their offensive line, right, and to give Bryce Young a chance, and it started to work, and their defense was dreadful. So mm-hmm. What did they do in the offseason? Every draft pick, every resource they had, we're going to try to build our defense. And you would assume that, again, if the defense, which was just dreadful, if the defense even plays a modicum, like if it's a top 20 defense,
mm-hmm.
and that offense sees a similar jump in a very soft division, and we see another year with a quarterback friendly coach and Bryce Young, you know, they were 4-5 in their last 9 games. It was almost a 500 football team. And if you remember, they were in a lot of football games. The Carolina Panthers, including the Eagles, they were giving people fits.
And unexpectedly so. People thought they were just going to be an absolute pushover again, and they gave a lot of people a lot of trouble.
So I think that, I don't know if those aren't really contending teams for me, but those are teams that
they're a tougher out than they used to be.
They're a tougher out, and I think both of those teams can make playoff runs.
Yeah.
I really do. I think those are playoff teams. And then some of the other ones that I think are – I don't know if anyone's sleeping on any of those teams, but, like, Chicago has no more excuses. I think Chicago with that rebuilt O-line and Ben Johnson and those schemes and Caleb Williams, that should be a good team. But that's not a sleeper. The one that I think could go backwards, I'm not convinced the Vikings. I think a lot of what Minnesota did last year was a little bit of smoke and mirrors.
And we just don't know about McCarthy. We barely saw him before he got hurt. And now he's basically been out of football for almost two years.
So much of what they were doing on the defensive side of the ball was not a Jims and Joes. It was a scheme thing.
Yeah.
And I think towards the end of the year, people started figuring that out.
They were getting lit up at the end of the year.
And I don't know if they take a huge tumble back, but I think Minnesota could be a team that you look at the end of the year and you say, boy, they weren't quite what we thought. And then, dude, keep an eye on the Commanders. The best way to put this, the Commanders are not going to be bad. Jaden Daniels gives them a
Houston Texans situation? Texans.
They kind of went all in. And I don't know if I love this. They did what Houston did. They went from, hey, we're not any good. Oh, my God, we have a quarterback. We're pretty good. And they were winning a lot of games by the skin of their teeth. And a lot of that was Jaden Daniels just improvising and playing out of his mind. And the O-line wasn't very good. And the defense was spotty. But they just, there was something. There was a magic there. And he had a really special year. And that was kind of C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. And then last year, even though the Texans ended up being a playoff team, the Texans weren't a real serious team.
Yeah.
Their offense took a big step backwards. Their defense was great. I don't think the Commanders' defense is great. And I think the Cowboys will be better. I think the Giants will be a little bit better. The Eagles aren't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that division's going to be a cakewalk.
No.
And the Commanders have the eighth toughest schedule in the NFL. I just think this may be one of those where we look at we get to like the midpoint of the year and the Commanders are kind of a 500 team.
Well, and you're not going to sneak up or surprise anyone anymore. And that's the thing. Like, they had a couple comeback wins late that kind of stunned a couple different teams.
See the Bears.
And that sort of thing, after you've had your breakout season, people stop taking you lightly and they start circling you on their schedule and those games become tougher. So
yes, you
could easily see a backslide there.
This will be a tougher road for the Commanders than was last year. And you look at their schedule, it's not a cakewalk. I mean, there's some tough opponents in there. And like you said, all the spotlights on them and a lot of primetime games. And how do they respond to it? We see it all the time. Teams that speed up the process. And going out last year and getting Lattimore, which, you know, and then the Deebo Samuel thing and giving up draft capital, you're shoving all your chips in the middle instead of letting it kind of grow organically. And yep. It scares me a little bit.
I understand that.
It scares me a little bit.
Well, we need to move on. I might have to poke the bear tomorrow, but coming up, this cannot wait because Thursday is the first round of the PGA Championship, which means today we have to get to first round leader golf bets.
Yeah.
That's coming up on the other side of the break. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, the heat is on. Whether it's the YouTube chat or my DMs, people want winners, Jason.
We need them. We need them, Buckley.
And so we're going back to the well as we do every week, going into a Thursday golf tournament. First round leader bets.
And more importantly, this is a major championship first round leader bet.
That's right. The field is absolutely huge. It does seem like your big boys or your superstars are more heavily favored than they would be in other majors like the Open Championship or Augusta. Like, the odds are shorter on Scotty, Rory, Bryson in this event than they have been, than they were at Augusta, and they probably will be at the Open Championship. But part of it is Quail Hollow. I've been reading up, and essentially it's exceptionally long, and the guys who hit it long and straight consistently are going to do really well. It's also been really rainy there, so you're not going to get a lot of roll. Guys who hit the ball high and far, a la Bryson DeChambeau, going to be pretty good here. I came up with 9 first-round bets I'll be making for tomorrow.
Talk to me.
Starts with Scheffler. This was a ROP pick, and even though he's 5-1 to win the tournament, that might happen. He's 14-1 on the first round. So okay, you just take that instead.
There's nothing wrong with a little 14-1.
And it's not going to, you know, it doesn't get home like the 50-1 shots like I really would prefer to land on, but at 14-1, there's a very real chance he is your leader after he played so well 2 weeks ago in the CJ Cup. After that, Bryson, he's got the best tools to do well at this course. Mm-hmm. He's 20-1 in the first round, so I'll take him. Shane Lowry was super competitive at Augusta. He was competitive last week at the Truist. He can get hot. He's 50-1. I'll take him. I'll take last week's winner, Sepp Straka, 50-1.
All right.
Coming in hot.
See, I like when you're giving me these 50-1s.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I don't want to lay a dollar. I'll lay $5 to $10 down. So I like these 50-1 bets.
Another guy that I enjoyed watching in the Masters and who's been just striking the ball really well, Corey Connors, the Canadian. He is 55-1. I'll take him. An auto play for me, Keith Mitchell, Money Mitchell. He's won first-round leader 3 times this year, Kazmir
Keith.
Money
Mitchell. Is he a big hitter, too?
Not necessarily. He just tends to be one of the best first-round players out there. Kazmir Keith, they call him, because of his dapper wardrobe.
Okay.
He's 70-1. Justin Rose was the first-round leader after Augusta. He's an auto play for me. He's 80-1. Wyndham Clark, he started this whole train for me. Super Bowl weekend, waste management first-round leader. He's 80-1 at this course. Then I like a guy who's really good off the tee, has struggled a little bit with the putter, but can get hot. Davis Thompson, this guy Rop has talked to me a little bit about. He is 11th off the tee on the tour and is 90-1. So that's a nice little number. And then Mr. Naptime himself, smooth swing in golf, Jake Knapp, who was the first round leader in Mexico earlier this year. He's an auto play, 125-1 odds.
There you go.
Those are your 9 first round leaders for me. Now, there's still room for one more on the card.
There is.
So if you got one, send it my way. But that's what I will be doing tomorrow, Thursday, in the PGA Championship.
I have no choice now. I feel like the dollar thing's not going to work for me. So I feel like I'm going to take, how many do you have that were, you had what, 5 that were 50-1 or greater?
I've got 7 that are 50-1 or greater. Lowry, Straka, Connors, Mitchell, Rose, Clark, Thompson, and Knapp.
I think the appropriate thing to do, because you're on a heater, I think it's to lay a sawbuck, to lay a 10 spot down on everyone that's 50 or greater. 50-1 or a greater.
There you go.
I'm going to ride with you, Buckley.
And then watch it either be Scotty, Rory, or Bryson.
That's fine.
But that's how you roll.
I don't want to hit at 14 to one. No.
Where's the fun in that?
There's, I need whimsy in my gambling.
By the way, the text line informing me that, yes, Cashmere Keith is, in fact, long off the tee.
Even better. And, let's go.
And confirmation with the wet conditions, distance off the tee is at a premium. You want a long hitter.
Tasty. Just put them all in.
Let's do it.
I did a dollar, though.
There you go. Text line telling me Justin Thomas belongs on the card. He's been playing really well lately. He won earlier this year. I could see Thomas being in the mix.
Justin Thomas, he's the Alabama kid, right?
Yep.
I saw an article today. It's somewhat related, but I guess now the new trend in NIL is these schools are building $100 million golf facilities.
I've seen a little bit of that.
So, like, Illinois built one. Bama's Alabama built one. They're calling it Crimson Reserve. And
yeah.
It's got its own course. And, like, they're saying it's arguably the best golf facilities in the United States.
It's akin to the very best pro facilities in the world.
And
yeah.
So, I guess, and obviously golf makes no money. But what it does do is the boosters love.
Going on down. That would be awesome.
So shockingly, a lot of these boosters are rich old white guys.
You're
a
big
rich
duck donor and you just get to go play nine at the Duck Reserve or whatever it is. Yeah,
rich,
I love that.
What rich old white guy doesn't want to or doesn't play golf?
Drink and rub at elbows with your fellow donors.
So I guess this is the new trend is people are dumping $50 to $100 million into golf facilities.
For a sport that makes no money.
For a sport that makes $0.
But it's a fun little side activity.
Yes, and
that's
simply
great.
And I guess the article I read said if you are a donor and you're cutting a check for $15 million, you're not going to go into the weight room and lift weights. You're not going to go on the treadmill and run. You're not going to their tennis courts to play.
You're going to hang out and swing the sticks.
But what you will do is go down and anytime you're in town, you go down there, and I guess they're saying these donors are basically given keys to the building, and they have their own.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And so they were saying,
They're
saying, you think a country club is exclusive? Wait until you go on to one that's the only people that can play there are people associated with the university.
And do we get an arms race, and suddenly, like, it's who is boasting the most impressive, donor-funded super facility?
Well, guess who helped fund it and who designed it was?
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas.
I love it.
So I guess Alabama got with Justin Thomas and said, hey, money's not an object. If you could design
your own
practice facility, if you could design your course, what would you do? And Justin Thomas was like, well, I'd do this, this, and this. And Alabama was like, cool. And they got I forget the guy's name, but they got a world-class golf designer to get in conjunction with Justin Thomas and built the Crimson Reserve. Look at the photos of it. It is stupid nice. And I guess this is the new trend. So Oregon, because I think they play at the Eugene Country Club. I think the Ducks do.
I think that's right.
I think that's their home course.
Yeah.
Nay. Come on, Phil.
Yeah, you gotta talk to Phil. We should probably talk to Wyndham Clark.
Yes.
We should talk to Casey Martin.
Casey Martin.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get okay. Kilkenny on this.
Yes.
Dude, the Eugene Country Club is old news. We need the Duck. We need the. And you could have a lot of fun with the Duck.
You think Joey could get us on?
I would like to believe that. Yeah. Maybe a Wilcox thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, think of all the fun names because the Crimson Reserve, you can do a lot of stuff with the duck.
Oh, for sure.
The duck and the pond and have some cool water features.
We'll kick this around a little bit. We'll probably have some ideas for the university by the time the show is done.
Let's go.
Love it. All right, well, that is all the sports time we have for today. The club is coming up next on The Fan. A birthday party turned surprise divorce party, buried treasure in an American city, and something Sook was right about all along. That's coming up in The Club on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.